This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
With over 20 years of industry experience, KWA Group Branding provides quality, on-time, and cost-effective custom imprinted promotional items that exceed the needs and objectives of our client. Promotional items include giveaways for participants at events, custom decorated apparel, corporate and donor gifts, awards and recognition items, banners, signs, and displays. Let us help you promote your brand, promote your event, and promote your life. Visit us at www.kwagroupbranding.com.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good day, and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and along with my co-host, Andre Williams, we'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the great leaders and organizations going on here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, audience, this show is going to be no different than the other great ones that you've already listened to. But I have to give a disclosure that this is my daughter, so I'm going to be very partial. But I think it's very important to understand what she is doing. So I'm going to introduce you to my daughter, who's the executive director of Postpartum Peace of Mind. And I'm going to let her talk. Latasha, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Latasha, like I said earlier, I know you, but my audience doesn't know you. Give us a little background on Miss Latasha Coleman Reese.
Absolutely. So I've been in South Florida for almost 15 years now. My father's in the military and stationed here. I went to college here and I studied molecular biology as an undergraduate. I studied physiology as a graduate student with the goal of working for the Department of Defense. So my father was diagnosed with cancer very early on in life, and my goal was to study and learn about traumatic stress intergenerationally. So how DNA responds to stress, constant stressors, and how that leads to disease states, both for the individual suffering from the stress and then for their offspring, right? Because we're learning that these things are passed on along generations. So then I got married to David and Reese II, and we had our first daughter. We actually lost our first baby. And the first thing that we noticed was how little support there was for loss in the Black community. You know, people don't really have these conversations about losing a baby, about grief, about what it looks like afterward. And, you know, I thank God for my mother-in-law and my pastor, who, you know, both had experienced losses and had the conversation, right? They sat down with me and they had the hard conversations, and they, you know, helped me feel less like an anomaly, which I really appreciated at that time. And then, you know, David and I ended up being blessed to get pregnant again soon after. And there was such a high level of anxiety, right? You're coming in with the experience of the loss. You know, we didn't really know what to do after the loss. And then, you know, we're pregnant again, and every little thing was a big thing. You know, I have an amazing midwife, but she wasn't, you know, readily available. You know, we read the books, and my husband is a marine chemist. So, you know, we read the books, we watched the videos, we did all the research that we could, you know, we prayed a lot, but, you know, there was still that level of, you know, God, I don't know if I can take losing another baby. So our daughter was born in January of 2021. So during COVID, and, the experience was interesting. You know, we got to the hospital, we picked a hospital system here in South Florida that, you know, served a primarily affluent community, a community that doesn't necessarily look like my husband and I, but we picked it because they have an established postpartum program, which I thought was going to be very important, right? Having at least some access to resources after baby was born. So we get to the hospital, I go into labor in the middle of the night, and immediately my husband and I are separated. Right. So we did all the COVID protocols. We told my midwife we was coming. We were coming. She called the nurse on charge and let her know we were coming. We were good to go. But the security guard, for some reason, decided that my husband looked like a criminal. No joke. Forced him to wait in the lobby, made me go upstairs. The nurse gave me a battery of questions to determine whether I was being abused or trafficked. And all the while, my husband is still downstairs. I'm in labor. And, you know, it was an experience, to say the least. So finally, you know, they let my husband upstairs, and I asked the nurse, you know, is this normal? Do you guys do this for everyone who comes in? And, you know, she gives me the, well, you know, you went into labor in the middle of the night, so, you know, we wanted to make sure. And I was like, I understand, but you didn't answer my question. So she said, no, you know, we don't usually give this to everyone. And then she kind of disappears and goes somewhere else. So, you know, that was my first experience having a baby. And, you know, I suffered from postpartum hemorrhages with both of my girls. And, you know, I remember with my second daughter, who was, you know, born about 16 months later, after my first daughter, you know, I'm suffering from blood loss. You know, my husband is trying to help me. We're trying to initiate breastfeeding. My midwife is trying to stop me from dying. And the nurse asks if she can fudge my numbers because she doesn't feel like printing off a federally mandated toolkit that gives instructions on how moms can stay safe after a hemorrhage. So I have to advocate for myself in that setting. You know, I have to, you know, my husband is trying to support me. My midwife is just sitting there like slack jawed because she can't believe that this woman actually said this. And when I had the conversation with my best friend, you know, the first thing we thought of was, what about the women and the families that don't have the language to advocate for themselves in these spaces? And that's why we created Postpartum Peace of Mind.
Wow. Boy, did I not even know some of this. So thank you for sharing for my listeners and me. From that standpoint. So I'm going to now turn it over to Andre to have him ask some questions of you, Latasha. So go ahead, Andre. You got it.
And Tasha, what an incredible and compelling story. And I'm so proud of you. And you are definitely a fighter. And I know you're a role model to a lot of women and perhaps men. So keep up the good work. So absolutely. So, I didn't really introduce myself when we spoke initially, but I grew up here in South Florida, in Miami Gardens, as a matter of fact. I'm a real estate attorney, and so I navigate the real estate universe. So I understand the disparities, because when you look at real estate, we are definitely a community of haves and have-nots. The very wealthy are driving our real estate, but then they're the middle class, and the very poor who can't, who are suffering through the affordable housing crisis. So I understand, even in the healthcare world, the disparities in treatment that you described. Mm-hmm. It's not getting any better. I can tell you from real estate perspective, you probably know this. Okay. Real estate prices are climbing, they're skyrocketing, because more wealthy people are moving in. They're buying houses cash and driving middle income folks like you, me, and others out of this community. So how does that impact healthcare? And talk a little bit more about the healthcare disparities in a more universal way.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that we learned very early on in doing the research for postpartum peace of mind is that, you know, Black, Brown, Indigenous women, we are at a higher, and other women of color, at a higher risk of dying during childbirth and postpartum than our Caucasian counterparts. And part of that reason is due to disparities, right? Whether it's due to implicit and explicit biases. So, you know, healthcare providers coming in with certain expectations from Black women, for example, and that hindering the amount of care that they give to, you know, other things like, well, you know, Black women don't experience pain the same way that their Caucasian counterparts do. So you hold back pain medication, right? Or you withhold, you don't listen when they express concerns. Over 50% of these deaths occur postpartum. But some moms come into the hospital, they come with complaints, they come with these experiences, and they're not being listened to. So they get sent home, right? And part of that is the disparity. It's, you know, if I looked different, if my skin tone was a little bit lighter, would you have listened to the concerns that I'm having? If I went to a different hospital versus a hospital that may be in a low income environment that doesn't have as much funding, would my concerns have been heard? Right. So that all plays into the disparities, even to considering, you know, where some of these moms live in South Florida, like in considering what you're talking about with real estate, like all of those things apply to Black, Brown, and Indigenous people of color not getting the care that they need, whether it's you come in with preconceptions about where mom is from, where her family's from, right, what their occupation is, if they're working. None of these things should impact the level of care that moms and their families get, these babies are getting. But the reality is it does. And it's resulting in, you know, women who look like me dying at ridiculously high rates, and it's unacceptable, and something has to change.
Wow, you're definitely on the front lines of all this. What other resources or organizations support you, or can possibly support you? Who would you look to if you needed help?
So our whole, I wish my co-founder Rachel Brown was here. Her role in our job and the work that we do is she is our designated community builder. And one of the things that we, you know, we teach at conferences, we teach to our clients, their families, is that everyone is a part of the community. Whether you have, you know, intrinsic, like if you're in the life of a pregnant or postpartum person, or if you just come in contact with one when you're out getting coffee, or if they're employees and employers, those relationships, everyone is a part of the community. And what we focus on for postpartum peace of mind is eliminating barriers and creating opportunities for moms and their families, right? We center the experiences of Black and Brown women in order to make sure they get the care they need. And we focus on wraparound postpartum care. So that means you have access to a doula. It means you have access to a mental health provider, you know, nutrition and physical activity support. So if you think about, let's say, for example, that you there's someone who works with you, right, who is postpartum, you can look for signs and symptoms that might be indicative of postpartum depression, for example, or even if it's just going out with mom for 15 minutes after lunch to go for a walk. Or maybe if you don't have a designated space for pumping or breastfeeding at the job, maybe offering your office, or maybe, you know, working to create a space so mom can, you know, provide that essential first food to her baby without feeling like she's failing them, or, you know, having to resort to giving infant formula when that's not what she wanted. Right. The biggest thing that any organization, or even, you know, you all, as you work with women who are pregnant and postpartum, is identifying your role in the community, figuring out what you can do to support that mom. Because the reality is, as you support mom, you lower her stress levels, which means you're supporting baby, you're supporting family. Your impact on that baby will last for years to come.
There's I'm spiritual, and I still go to the same church that I grew up in. And that obviously the church is one of the most organized institutions in our world. And it seems like we have a church on every street corner here in the Black community in South Florida. But yes. What sort of resources do churches provide? Is that an avenue or that you can pursue?
So, yes, one of the things we recently applied for a grant was to start a pipeline program working specifically with schools and working with churches. So as they identify moms who have specific needs, that they will refer moms directly to us, and we will track moms' progress from conception to 1 year postpartum. I know for me, you know, when I was talking about loss, my pastor was invaluable to me because she had me come to her home. Like, it wasn't something that I had to go and see her at the church. She had me sit down with her in her home, and she talked to me, she listened to me, and she encouraged me. And for, you know, Black people, the church is a huge part of our upbringing. You know, whether you still attend a church, whether you attended a church when you were young, even if you had bad experiences in church, the church is still integral to who we are. So pastors, good pastors, had that intimate relationship with their congregations to where they can not only identify problems, but even if it's just listening, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a mental health provider, but if the pastor has, you know, that experience and just listening and being willing to listen with mom, to pray with mom, to support mom and their families as they navigate pregnancy and postpartum, that level of storytelling, telling them about, you know, their experiences raising their children. You know, my best friend's father, my co-founder, is a bishop. And I've sat down with him and his wife and listened to how they talked about raising their children. That level of storytelling is invaluable to even how I raise my children. David, my husband, has grown up in the same church his entire life, the church that we go to now. And a lot of the lessons that he learned in the church, both from our pastor, from her husband, from her son, those things he's passing on, he has taught me, he's teaching our children. So again, that's all intergenerational information processing. It's generation to generation, helping people cope with life, right? So the church is invaluable to that process.
So, and I want to pass it over to David, but I lead a chamber, the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, and we have a platform that I want to make available to you to share this message. So we'll talk about that after
yeah, the podcast. Absolutely.
But David, I mean, this is your daughter is so powerful, and I'm so happy you invited her to join us.
Well, I am glad to have her, and I can't stress enough, but I'm going to still continue to be fair to my listeners to let them know, Tosh, you've had some great success. Can you give us some examples of how long you've been with this nonprofit and some of the success stories you've had with this nonprofit?
Absolutely. So we started Postpartum Peace of Mind in April of 2023, and our goal was to start slow, right? We did the research, you know, we wanted to build infrastructure, establish what we were going to do. And one of the basic necessities that we give every mom that requests it is a postpartum pack that comes with, you know, all the hygiene items that you need to recover from postpartum. Because I feel like no one really prepares you for what your body does to recover from birthing a baby, whether it's the belly birth. So that would be a C-section, or it's a vaginal birth. Like there's a lot of books, but they don't really prepare you. So I, you know, we took from our experience, my experience, you know, other women's experiences, and built these packs. And then we ship them to moms for free. And then we ship them period hygiene supplies to make sure that they don't have to worry about buying pads from birth until 1 year postpartum. Because we've actually had a young mom who texted me at like 11:30 at night and told me she was standing in Walmart trying to decide between buying her baby's diapers or herself pads because she could not afford to do both. And no one should have to ever make that decision. So that offering as one of our services has been, you know, the greatest touch point for clients. So in the last year and a couple of months, we've served almost 2,000 women in the United States, in Canada, in Kenya, in Nigeria. Like, we've had the opportunity to provide so many women with this basic necessity that we have learned is actually a big deal. Like, we have a cohort of 10 women that meet every month. And, you know, that's one of the things that they tell us is they love the groups. You know, they love engaging with us because we engage with our mamas very regularly. But just knowing that they have a pack being shipped to their house, and that's not something, an additional weight on their mind, like, it just helps them, you know, to know that those things, even if it's just deodorant, you know, we send them deodorant, bar soap, perfume, things to just make them feel clean. It's something that they don't have to worry about. They don't have to figure out where the money is going to come from. It's been such a huge deal. So I think that's one of our greatest success stories is, you know, the number of people that we've been able to touch in such a short amount of time and who have found peace of mind in knowing that the resources that they need for themselves, they're coming.
Shameless plug, postpartum peace of mind.
Yes,
I think
that's
it's
what
a perfect
name
thing. And it's really, really important to understand that. Now, you do have partners throughout your organization because I know Dr. Middlebrooks, yes. Of course, Rachel goodness. Brown. And yes. So, you know, elaborate to my audience to let them know that it's not just here, but how they can work with their people in other parts of the country that are not here, that they may reach out to you guys to get more information and how we can increase that population.
Absolutely. So yes, Rachel Brown is my co-founder. She is here in South Florida, but Dr. Dionne Middlebrooks, who you mentioned, is one of our board members, and she's in Georgia. We have another board member that's in Tampa. We have a Dr. Jocelyn Rodriguez, who is an amazing physical therapist, and she focuses on pelvic floor therapy that's in Pompano. A lot of it is focusing on our care model. So what if we, if groups reach out to us, we serve organizations in North Carolina, Healthy Start programs in different states. We serve, you know, Healthy Start here, like the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach, who are an amazing partner. Broward Health, amazing. Humana Healthy Horizons, we partner with them as well in order to expand our reach. But as it relates to, you know, partnering for referrals, because for the roles within our care model, we refer moms to them. So we do warm handoffs, we reach out to the practitioners, and we make sure that it's a good fit. But we have community partners all over the country and now in both Kenya and Nigeria as well. So, you know, connecting moms to birth workers, you know, diaper banks, you know, those different organizations that can best serve them and make sure that they have the resources that they need. Ideally early, we try to create a plan. So all these connections are made very early. So mom knows exactly who has her back after baby is born.
Fantastic. So we want to talk to you about the fundraising and grant funding opportunities. How is that working and what help do you need in that area?
I will use the word tediously. Grant funding and grant writing is a, it is tricky, especially for an organization as new as ours. So a lot of larger grant funders are looking for 3 years of, you know, tax forms. And again, we've only been around for about a year and 3 months. So while our impact has been, you know, wider than we could have ever imagined, and we're still getting requests on a daily basis, grant funding has been tricky, but we have found some support in like smaller grants. Humana Healthy Horizons provided us with funding, which we really appreciated and allowed us to serve a lot of moms. We work with a Healthy Start program in Pittsburgh that provided funding towards PACs on a year. And so now we provide PACs to their clients for the next year. And then same thing with Broward Health. We're working with them in their community resource center in Broward, Fort Lauderdale. And they provide, they're planning to provide funding towards us supporting our care model. So a lot of it has been less of the grants, which I remember hearing about that when we first started the organization, and more with us making intentional connections with organizations that serve the populations that we serve. We're currently working with the American Heart Association to partner with them on some of the work that they're doing as it relates to blood pressure monitoring for pregnant and postpartum women. So that's largely how we've been able, and then some amazing donors, like individuals who are willing to support the mission. There was a gala on Thursday night in Jacksonville by Tajonda Bradley, who is amazing. She is the executive director of Mommy 2 Postpartum and Beyond. And they held a gala and we were their nonprofit partner. So the money that has been and is continued to being raised, I keep getting email notifications about more funding, but that's going to be used to support mamas in Jacksonville receiving access to those key roles, those evidence-based services that we promote. So a lot of it has been people. Right. Like talking to people and they buy in and they see the value and then they invest, whether it's in their role in their organization or whether it's as an individual.
Fantastic. I'm so proud of you, girl. Thank you for making me so proud. You know, I'm smiling from ear to ear. Now, one of the things that I know is a problem. And like you said, you're only two people right now locally.
We are.
Okay. And you're stretching yourself to get to these events, organizations, to get the word out in front. Are you finding more people, like you said, you're hearing the support, but are they willing to be a champion for you? Are they willing to take your show on the road, or shall we say to other organizations? Because the women basically are more than men in our country. So we need to take advantage of that.
That is very true. I will say probably one of the greatest people to take our mission on the road has been you. We have received so many, including Broward Health, you know, as a community partner. Came from you meeting Amy Pont, who was amazing at some meeting that you were attending. And again, it was that level of buy-in. She heard the message. And now we're teaching postpartum readiness courses at one of their heart, it's the Heart Community Resource Center in Fort Lauderdale. So, we do need more champions for this message. And it's not just women. It's both women and men. right? Because everyone has a role in the community. You know, Mr. Reese, I don't want to call you Pop Pop, but that's literally all I call you. But, you know, you're a grandparent, right? My daughters are going to need you someday when they have children. That makes you a part of the community. You are part of my community after having the girls. You know, grandma, your wife, Sherry Reese, is a huge part of my community because she allows me to be able to do this work and she keeps the girls. Everyone, Glenn, Andre, all of you have a role in someone's community. It's just about identifying how you can support those individuals. So it definitely, it transcends gender. It transcends, you know, generation. There's always a place for you to support someone who is, you know, having a baby, who lost a baby, who is postpartum, who is adapting to this new way of life.
So Tosh, I knew this was going to happen, and it always does, is we're wrapping up.
Yes.
And I want us to find, well, I should say, give you the opportunity to tell us all your websites, how we can reach you, because everybody wants to probably help. They just don't know how. And I think, you know, being out there, I'm being very biased and partial. But overall, I think it's important that our women support the initiative as well, and we back you guys up. But I'm going to shut my mouth now and let you tell us how we can reach you and what we need to do to help you moving forward.
Absolutely. So our website is www.postpartumpeacealtogether.org. And on our website, you'll see information about our care model. You'll see all of our services that we provide. We update it regularly, but that's one of the best ways to reach out to us because there is a contact form on the website. If you ever need to reach out to me directly, info@postpartumpeace.org. You can send me an email if you're interested in partnership. If you have a mom that you know needs the support, like that's always the first thing is if mom needs access to postpartum period hygiene supplies, a blood pressure monitor. You know, Black and brown women die from preeclampsia and eclampsia at a higher incidence than their counterparts. So we really, really push for moms to measure their blood pressure. If they need access to these things, you know, send us an email and we will ship it to your door, right? It's not a long form. We don't care what your socioeconomic status is. We don't even ask how much money you make. Just fill out the form and we will make sure that mom or you get the resources that you need. But that's the best way to reach out to us is via the website or email me at info@postpartumpeace.org.
So before wrapping up, Andre, do you have any other questions you want to ask my lovely daughter?
No more questions, Tasha. But again, so proud of you. You're doing great work in the community. And my chamber, Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, I want to help you guys reach more folks. So let's definitely connect afterwards.
Absolutely.
So ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Yes, I'm very biased. Yes, I was very partial. But hey, it was a need that's needed in our community. Us entrepreneurs are working hard, both mom and dad. A lot of the family members are participating. You need to make sure that the woman in your life that's making that impact is taken care of. And this is probably one of the first ways to make it happen for you. So don't be shy. Don't be nervous and don't be scared, but take that chance and talk and make it happen so our community can grow to be the best that it can be. So once again, we are talking with the executive director and founder, with her co-founder, my good friend, Ms. Brown, Rachel Brown, and Tasha Reese. Thank you for being on the podcast.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.